The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Tainus Chav Beis Amar Aleph relays the story how Abaye, who would receive greetings from heaven, Shalma de Rakia, weekly, sent two Rabbanim to inquire on the deeds of Abba Umna, who was zeichet to greetings from heaven every single day. So when they came to him, the Gemara tells us that he gave them blankets to go to sleep in as guests of his, and in the morning they promptly wrapped up the blankets and took them away with them to sell them in the shuk. And then Abba Umna was in the shuk and they wanted to sell it to him, and they wanted to see how he would react. The question is obvious: how was it possible that the Rabbanim were able to steal the blankets without permission? You're not allowed to steal blankets even with the intention to return them. As it's paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Chayshe Mishpat, Siman Shin Mem Ches, from the Gemara in Baba Metzio, Samach Aleph Amid Beis, that stealing is prohibited even temporarily. You're not allowed to steal Almanas Lemeket or Almanas Lashon Teshlumi Kefil, etc. You are not allowed to steal even temporarily, so how is it permissible for them to steal these blankets? The Sfasem is here in Tainus, asks this question, and initially he suggests that perhaps Abba Umna did not know about it, and since he didn't know about it, it wouldn't be prohibited. In other words, the whole issue would only be if you're being Messiah him, and if he didn't know about it, then it wouldn't be a problem. In other words, real stealing obviously is prohibited across the board, even if he doesn't know about it. But this new iser of stealing is only almanas l'meket, which literally means to pain him, to be mitzayer him. And therefore, since he didn't know about it, perhaps that would be a teretz why they were allowed to do it. However, this is problematic. First of all, we know that there's an iser of l'signai v'almanas l'meket, as we've mentioned, from that Gemara in Bava Metzia Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Now, the Sheiltis in Sheilta Dalet in Parshas Noach, when he brings down the din of Lesigna Almanas Lemekat, interestingly explains the case that if, let's say, you know your friend is not being careful enough with his properties or with his ownings, his belongings, and he puts them in a negligent place, so you decide, you know what, I'm going to go steal them so that he'll learn his lessons and not leave them there in the future. So in other words, the case that he maps out for us is that you're taking it for the benefit of the person who you're taking it from. Now, it's very strange, and the Netziv points this out in his Pirush HaMishael over there, that why did the Sheiltis veer away from the natural scenario where a guy is just stealing something temporarily just to chep his friend, just to bother him, and why did he say this whole case where you're doing it to steal it for the te'elis, for the benefit of the prisoner you're stealing it from? Again, for example, he says if somebody leaves his belongings in a negligent place, and one would want to steal them, so the guy should get worried and say, hey, my stuff was stolen, I should be more careful, and then you'll give them back, hoping that you taught him the lesson. Why would he suggest such an interesting case? The Netziv asks this question, and the Netziv says an answer. He says that normally if you would be doing a stealing, even temporarily, besides for whether or not it would be included in the general prohibition on stealing, you'll also be over the law of Leisainu Ish Es Amisai. You're not allowed to bother your friend. So by stealing his item and painting him, you would be bothering him. So therefore, he wants to say a scenario, Zakhtan Netziv Pshat in the Sheiltis, he wanted to say a case where you're not painting him at all, you're only doing it for his benefit, and even the painting that you're doing is for his benefit. Only there did the Sheiltis think that you need a new pasuk. Now, first of all, it's important to mention that although the Netziv usually quotes all the sources, here he does not bring down that the Sheiltis' fabrication, which the Netziv is looking for a source for, is actually also a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach, Oitz Dalet. Medrash Tanchuma already says the same exact thing. And it's interesting that the Sheiltis says it and you wonder what the source is. It's really a Medrash Tanchuma there in Parshas Noach. However, what is the logic behind it? So the Netziv is suggesting that the logic is because otherwise it will be Lesignoi V'almanas. Now, all other Rishonim, there in Bava Metzia and other places, explain Leisignai V'almanas L'meket, that it means that you shouldn't bother your friend with stealing. In other words, you shouldn't steal even to bother him, even with the intention to repay and to give it back, it's still prohibited. So according to them, we have to understand, what did they do with Leisignai V'almanas L'meket? In other words, the Sheiltis were saying, change the pshat in Leisignai V'almanas L'meket to mean something specifically to benefit the Nigzal, because otherwise it would be included in regular Gzela, or Leisignai V'almanas L'meket. What do the other Rishonim hold about that? Apparently the other Rishonim will say that it depends. If you do it and the Nigzal knows about it, it's Leisignai V'almanas L'meket. But what if he doesn't know about it at all? Perhaps that's when the case is necessary. If I'm correct with that assumption, then you can't say the Sfasemis is teretz that it doesn't apply when he doesn't know about it. Besides for that, the Sfasemis in general does not like this approach, because he says that at the time of the purchase, Abba Umna was definitely aware. So at that point, there was still some knowledge on behalf of the Nigzal, so that teretz anyway doesn't work. Now, just having mentioned the Shiltas, I would like to suggest a different shot than what the Netziv says, that perhaps the reason why you need a pasuk like Signe Valmanas Lomekas, why Bechlal do you need a new pasuk? Shouldn't it be included in stealing? Why should stealing have to be only for me? Apparently, the Rishayim understood, the Gemara understood, that Leisignoiv is only a prohibition that means taking something away for yourself. But if, let's say, you're stealing something not for your own purpose, but for a different purpose, albeit to be betsire your friend, to bother your friend, if you're not taking it for your own personal enjoyment and use, then perhaps that is not the stereotype case of stealing, and it wouldn't be included in the regular law of Gzela or Gneva. And therefore, you need a separate pasuk to tell me that even if I'm not stealing for my own necessities, I'm just stealing to be messiah someone else, I'm not taking the item that I stole for myself, it still will be considered a law. That's why you need the Sikhin of Al-Malas Lamekat. Perhaps the She'iltas, and again the Tanchuma, held that that is not a svara, because where does it say that Lisignoiv is only when you take it for yourself? Stealing is prohibited regardless, whether you take it for yourself, or you take it just because you want to bother him, or you take it just because you like taking things, you're a kleptomaniac. The law of Leisignoiv includes all scenarios, even if you're not taking it for yourself. Hence, they were wondering, why do we need a new pasuk, Leisignoiv Amanas Lameika? To which they created a new scenario where not only is it not for myself, or for other purposes, but it's for the te'elis of the nignav. There already it might not even be considered that I took anything from the Nignav, because although I did take his belongings, I only took it temporarily for his payelis, for his benefit. That scenario already, the Netziv, the She'iltas, and the Tanchuma held, that there already one can argue that you need a new pasuk to tell you that if you're taking it for the benefit of the one where you're taking it from, there I might have thought that's not included in the law of Gneva, and that is why they needed a separate pasuk. But getting back to our Shiloh, again, we suggested so far the Sfasemis is Teretz, and we had problems with it. Then the Sfasemis wants to suggest another possibility, that maybe over here when he gave them the blankets, he had a mind to be machnit to them permanently because they were poor, and he figured, let me not just help them for tonight, they should be warm, let me actually give it to them. And that would be another possibility, but again, the Sfasemis is not so happy with it. Ayin Shem, that I believe he obliged Tzarachin on this question. The truth of the matter is that this question doesn't just apply to our Gemara. You can find this question in four other Gemaras in Shas as well. There's a Gemara in Gittin on the Samach Zayin of Beis in the beginning of Misha Ochzu, where Rav Sheshes actually had his servant take a piece of meat from the meat that they were preparing for him. He had him take away a leg. There's a whole story there why he did it. But apparently he took a leg without permission from his host. How was he able to do that? Similarly, the Gemara in Kedushin in the end of the third parak, Samach Tes Amar Aleph, with the sugya of mamzer and marrying a shivcha and trying to be machshir the children, the Gemara wanted to arrange for him to be sold as an eved, so he suggested to him, zilgnoi, why don't you go steal, and then you'll be sold, etc. You'll become an eved, that's what they needed there for the sugya and the yuchsin, to be machshir him. L'chaira, how is he able to steal? Even if he's planning on giving it back eventually, isn't there a problem of going to Balmanas Lumeikat? And thirdly, the Gemara in Baba Basra Dafta Zayin Amar Aleph, that Eev used to steal the fields of orphans and be mashbiach them, make them worth more so to benefit the orphans. But how is he allowed to do that? Even though he's stealing it on condition or with intention to give it back, it still should be included in the ban of going to Balmanas Lameka. And fourthly, an interesting Gemara, I got it the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamates, where a tzuki, a min, suggested that lekechem ganavu, because he took a tzela from other Marishan, even though eventually he gave back chava, and the Gemara discusses it over there. What happened to the din of going to Balmanas Lameka? The Mefarshim discuss these questions, some here, some there. I just want to discuss in general a few options that we can say. Number one is the famous Shita of Rabbeinu Tam and the Shita Mekubetis over there in Baba Metzias Samach Aleph from Beis, that he says, you can't say that if I steal my friend's pen for a minute, just to bother him, that I might really sing about Manas and make it even, because it's Maizim Chayim that people do that, and it's hard to say that that will be included in any type of law, because people do this type of things all the time. Very interesting sheet from Rabbeinu Tam. It's quoted by the Ketzai Sechayshin in Simen Shem Emches there by the Sugya of Goyin of Amanas Lameikat. And the Ritva HaKadoshim is the one who quotes it there in Bava Metzias Samach Aleph. And he himself argues on that. Now, Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that Gainav HaManasel Mekat means only if you take it permanently, albeit that you're not taking it for yourself, for your own necessity, you're taking it just to be Messiah, your friend. So that's why you need a new pasuk of Gainav HaManasel Mekat. It's not a regular Gneva for your own personal enjoyment, as we mentioned earlier. Nevertheless, since you're taking it permanently, it is included in the law of Gainav HaManasel Mekat. However, a temporary, where you're planning on really giving it back, Rabbeinu Tam would hold is not included in the law. So, we have therefore found a very good answer for all the questions that we asked. That if you're planning on giving it back, it's not included in the law altogether. And Rabbeinu Tam has a good teretz for all these questions. Problem is, however, the Chalkim on Rabbeinu Tam, what will they say? And I believe the Yaivet here in Tainus, that he asks this question and he's Mitzayin the Ktois, means to quote the Ktois bringing down the Rabbeinu Tam's Shita, perhaps. That therefore it's not fair from our Gemara. How did they take it? Because they were planning eventually on giving Abba Umna his blankets back. The next possible option is that in Simon Shinun Test in Hilchas Gzela, the Bach and others discussed that maybe this Isser only applies by Gneva and not by Gzela. I believe in Michas Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Chav Dalet, where he discusses that Gneva is more contingent on the fact that you're doing a Maisa Mechur, a disgusting deed of taking something that is not yours, whereas Gzela is more about the fact that you're making the Nigzal lose money, lose the real worth of what you're taking from him, which maybe not, does not apply when you're going to give it back to him. He didn't really lose anything. As far as the disgusting deed of taking something that's not yours, that applies whether you're going to give it back or not, and therefore going to Amanasal Mekat is prohibited. But perhaps Gezel Amanasal Mekat is Mutter. That is what the Teres Chaim and Bava Basra over there in the Sugya of Eiv on Daf Kazai, and how is he stealing the fields from the Yisraelim and giving them back? What happened to Gezel Amanasal Mekat? So he wants to suggest that it's only by Gneva and not by Gzela. However, the Ritva in Bava Metzia and the Yad Ramah over there in Bava Basra is mevur that there's no difference between Gneva and Gzela in this manner, and the Taisis in Bava Kama, Samach Hamad Veiz also is mevur that even by Gzela it is Aser. So although some say that there's a difference between Gneva and Gzela, and according to them we would definitely be able to say such a teretz to our Gemara, especially that's why Rashi says the Lashon on the second line here of Kigazlonim, not Gneva, maybe it was Gzela, and therefore the Bach and the Teres Chaim would be able to use their Shita that there's a chilek between Gneva and Gzela. However, again, many do not hold of that teretz, and it will still be Shver, how is he able to be Gezel Amanas to make it the blankets? How are they unable to do that? Another possible option I was thinking, just Michael Markusha, was maybe the Shach, the famous Shach that says that if you know for sure that a person will let you take something, you are allowed to take it even without asking him, based on the sugya of Yish Lemi Das. Now, of course, that is a controversial issue. He's saying that as a teretz to Taisus Kasha and Bava Metzia Daf Chav Beis, and Taisus apparently doesn't hold like that, and it's a big shaila exactly what he means and when it applies, but perhaps, maybe they knew that he would not mind, and therefore they were stomach on that. Now, the Einig Yontif in Seif Simen Memches wants to say, with regard to the sugya and kedushin of Samachtes over there, where somebody gave him advice to go steal, that Gainav HaManasel Mekat is only prohibited if you're doing it to be Messiah the Nigzal. But let's say you're doing it not to take it for yourself, obviously, and not to be Messiah the Nigzal, but for another purpose, like for example, during kedushin, he was doing it in order to be Machshir as Zarei, there it would be permitted. In my opinion, this Einig Yontif can only be understood based on the fact that the Ktzeis HaChoshim there in Simen Shimon Ches discusses whether going to Balmanasl make it as Chayiv and Oinsen. In other words, basically, when a person steals Balmanasl make it, now that we established that it is also a prohibition, is it now the regular Isser of Gneva? For example, he discussed once many different sources about if it applies by a Goy, are you allowed to steal Balmanasl make it from a Goy, even if you hold Gezel Akam is Osir, and so on and so forth. The main question is, when Gezel HaManasel Mekat is also, Gezel HaManasel Mekat is also, does that mean that it's a regular parsha of Gneva, and now it is included in the general rules of all Gneva rules? Or is it still a new parsha of Gezel HaManasel Mekat, without all the bells and whistles, if you will, of the parsha of Gneva? See the Ktzeis HaChoshim over there. Now, I believe that any Yontif that's saying that it is permitted for other purposes and intentions, for example, to be Makshe Zaroi, or how about the fact that the Tshuva's Torah Lishma in Simon Tav Zayin discusses about if, let's say, there's somebody that people are suspecting that he steals a lot. Are you allowed to set him up? Are you allowed to steal from him or make him steal? Is it a problem of Lufna Iver? If you know for sure that eventually he's going to give it back. Now, I ain't shown the whole scenario, but perhaps over here also, Abaye sent her Abana Lemivdike to check him out, even though obviously Abba Umna Chashas Hashalom wasn't Chashas, it's the other way around, but maybe for another intention, it wouldn't be included. Now again, I think this is only if you say that it's not regular Gneva. Because if you say that Gneva Manachtel Mekat, after it was established that it is Osir, is now part of the regular Parsha of Gneva, then your own personal Cheshbonos and intentions would not allow you to veer away from this. Now, keep in mind, of course, that whatever we learn, I got at the Gemara, there's a controversy in the Mayim Chaim in the fifth parak in Brachas and the Tosfos Yontif there about the guidelines of when we are allowed to derive halachic ramifications from Agat at the Gemara. And definitely what we've been discussing over here, which was just L'Kapul Ba'alma, is not something that you should learn from L'Halach L'Maisa. It was just to discuss the sugya. I would just like to close with a separate issue related to our Gemara. You know, it's fascinating that the Gemara says here later on the Chavez and Aleph, that they looked into these people in the Shuk who were Bnei Alma Da'osi, and what was the reason that they merited such a Chashem Eschus? Because they were Badchina Nativi. They used to cheer up the sad. We see how important it is to sometimes say a nice word, give a word of chizik to a friend. That can be so powerful, and you can be said to Tegila Eliyo. Isn't that amazing? Not only that, but if we look in Baba Basra Dav Zayin, it says that one person used to make a base shahr on his door, and other person wouldn't, which would enable the ani who's coming collecting to have a little bit of an easier time. Just a little bit of a sensitivity to the fellow who's knocking at the gate. And he was zechet to Gila Eliyo. In other words, the one who made the gate did not get Gila Eliyo, and the one who didn't had Gila Eliyo because of a little sensitivity in Ben Adam Lechaveri. Similarly, we find in Ksuvah Tav Samach that there was a waiter, and one person used to make sure to give the waiter to eat before, so that when everybody's enjoying their wonderful delicacies, he shouldn't be salivating and chalishing to eat something. A sensitivity to the waiter. He's also a person and he's hungry. Whereas the other just gave him to eat afterwards, also cared about him, but he gave him after he gave all of his guests. Mar Mishtoy Eliyo Badei, Mar Le Mishtoy Eliyo Badei. Interesting that we find here in Tainus and there in Baba Basra Dav Zayin as well in Ksuvus over there in Apopi, that because of a little sensitivity of Ben Adam Lechaveri, that was what brought on the Zchus of Gilei Eliyo. And I just wanted to add to that we find in the end of Idiyas, in Seif Perek Ches, that the Chachamim say that Eliyo Anavi doesn't come l'rachek v'le l'karev, ele lasis sholom b'neim. Shenemer hinei anekhi shaleach l'chem es Eliyo Anavi, eishiv l'gavus albonim, etc. In other words, that Eliyo Anavi zikr matar was sholom. And we know that Pinchas de Eliyo, according to some, and since he was a kanoi, he was zeche librisi sholom. Just want to add that the Charedim brings down on Perek Ches that his Reb David Armo, who was the Rebbe of the Radvaz, used to be oisik a lot in Inyan Yisholom Bein Ish L'Ishtei Bein Adam L'Chaveri, and he was zeichet with that to Gili Eliyo. And it's also brought down on the Shem HaGdoilim in Erech Reb Yosef Saragusi from the Chidah. He also says this. So we see that sometimes Bein Adam L'Chaveri, just a little bit of a Zahiris in Bein Adam L'Chaveri, to be very, very chasha and bring on to Gili Eliyo. You don't find in the Gemara so much that someone who learned 18 hours a day or somebody who had a lot of years Shemayim was echet to Gili Eliyo. Of course, those are the most important things. But Gili Eliyo apparently is something that you're echet to from a sensitivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fellow Yidden.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.